Are we on or not?
So, what's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine Ladies.
And the Muppets. Wait, what are they called?
What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement that this is not
just make it awkward.
Oh,
staggering.
My drink
is over there and I'm over here. Anyway,
this?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's alcohol in it.
Poopsie.
There's not?
No.
Why?
It's too early. It's too early.
I was hoping to go.
Should
like
I had
this
a piece of brownie the minute the babysitter and then he walked in. I'm like, God, please don't let her ask for some of my brownie.
I was going to be real.
And just cracking up like, ha. Ah.
We're taking extra.
And he's like, cool, though.
I guess that would not be cool to drug the neighbor.
I would have told
I don't know. I think that might be really cool to drug the neighbor.
Can I tell you about my Arby's story?
No, did you drug somebody?
I think I know I've told
you. Wait. Let me hear your story.
It's not sweaty balls, so.
Wait, get closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Okay, so all through school, I worked at several different restaurants, and one of the places that I worked was in Arby's, and I was like the shift manager, so I would close, and we worked in this dead-ass part. I didn't even work in Blacksburg. I worked in Radford. I was going to Virginia Tech, but I was driving over to Radford, and we were on the far western side of the town, and sometimes we wouldn't get a customer for hours, but... So one of the things that we used to do on Friday nights is we used to take grain and spike the fruit punch because nobody ever ordered it. We had one of those things, you know, where the fruit punch comes up, and we would do it at like 8 o'clock, okay, and we would throw it away at night and make a new batch and put it in there, right? So we're in there one night, and this guy comes in. It's late. We're like, it's like 20 minutes to close, right? And he orders a bunch of food. He says, I want a large fruit punch. And we're looking at each other down. You really don't want the fruit punch. We were just talking about how we're going to have to throw it out. And
that's the first thing I would have said. It's old.
I know.
He says, oh, come on. He says, what could go wrong with it? He says, well, let me try something. I'll let you know. Yeah. He said, let me try something. I'll let you know if I still want it. Fair enough. So I went and got him. Shit ton of ice.
Just a little bit.
And pass it over to him and he tastes. He says, yeah, that's good. Go ahead and give me a bar of fruit punch, right?
You served it.
What was I supposed to say? Bud, we spiked it. He's got alcohol in it. You know, so we're thinking, you know.
He can probably get
He can handle it. He's a big guy, right? So he's out there.
We're cleaning
around him. You know, and we had this refill policy. I want to say this.
Oh, no.
Water or something like that. So he comes up. He says, I think I want some more of that.
He drank it.
And we go, okay, well, now this is not even funny because that's our food punch.
This sucks.
Not because they're...
Because they don't get two shifts. Yeah. They want their own
us. Anyway, serve him another one. He asked for a cap and a straw, and he went on his merry way, and I'm thinking... God, I hope he gets home with that.
Wouldn't you have felt bad, though, if he did?
Yes.
That's a look of concern if I've ever seen one.
I would have felt bad, but at the same time, I was at that age, you know.
Where you just cared about your buzz.
No.
And not, I think we've proven that's true.
Well, that may be part of it. The other part of it is, you know, you just don't think things through. For us, it was funny that he wanted it and we couldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started to think about, well, what if he's an alcoholic and he hasn't had drinks in years?
Well, at least you thought about that stuff.
But you don't think about it up front, right? Just like a week later, hey, you know what, if that guy did alcohol? Because you're sitting around taking ball in his, you know?
Shoved him right up.
Yeah. He has no clue.
He needed liquor so bad he went and knocked off a stool. Shot the teller, you know? I was there once.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what our neighbor's mailbox. I was there once, you know?
I have never done such a thing.
And
what, hit someone's mailbox?
No, I used to do that for fun.
With your bat out the window?
That hurts too if you don't hit it right, because if you aren't prepared, you know.
Do you remember when we were doing flyers in our cow? Oh, you would have loved this. And we went back in that retirement and they all had cow mailboxes.
Oh my God. And
the way I'm like, moo. It was so funny. It was just like a row of cows.
Yeah, I would have been like, that's fine. It was my life.
So. What? We, our night hasn't started?
Yeah. No. Previous night.
No. Oh, last night.
Good night. Last night. You bailed on us.
Last
night. I don't know. That much fun. You're going to have to do my hat.
Okay. I feel so guilty about that.
So, now with us, Saturday morning, somebody that I had exchanged an SLS mail with, a couple, and they reached out to us wanting to meet. They're like in Midway or something. They're only a few miles south of us.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, by the way, they wanted to kick with us. I said, well, we're only going to kick with you in a group. You know, all four of us together. So by, I guess about 9 o'clock, you were still sleeping. All of us were in the group, although sleeping through all the messages. So they mentioned they have this informal group that consists of people that are in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you took Winston and drew like a 60-mile circle. So anyway, I think they've had a couple of these meet and greets and we're on the schedule for that day. And they said, by the way, it's going to be in Salisbury, which you know is a hall. But it's just as much a hall for them. And when I mentioned it to she mentioned doing that before we went to see you guys because we knew you guys were going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
We had to wait until you finished. So we said, so we'll do that. And I know you're going to find this amazing, but we were late.
What?
So,
what?
Less or more than 48 minutes?
Slightly more.
Oh my God.
So they said they would be there from like 6:30 to 8:30-ish, and I said, well, you know, we're like notoriously late. I said, if we show up at like an hour and a half...
He introduces it like that.
So anyway, he said, don't worry, we never get out when we say we're going to get out, so we'll be there. So we cruised down there, and met at some biker bar, and there were bikes all over the place, but not this place. It was like right in front of the Harley dealership.
It was like the anti-biker bar. There's no bike.
So Kara was all excited until she broke skin.
So we get in there and we're going, okay, well, where are they? So we text them, like, where are you guys? And they send us this picture of them all sitting at a long table. We're like, Rebecca, I didn't see that in here. But it was like through another doorway. And
it's like a private diet where you go through.
So. If I had to categorize these people, they're all normal people. Yeah.
There's nobody, I guess, extremely extraordinary or...
There's no tens in the group, you know?
Except okay, I just want to say this.
You
forgot to say that.
Wait, I said it.
In their group. Yeah, we were part of their group, and I was evaluating their
group. Well, you know that in our contract it says you must do this under 1 second. I shouldn't have to remind you, right?
What are we doing in under 1 second? Correcting.
Yeah. Okay, so what else do you want to know about it?
I want to know how it went. I heard it through chat. I want to know how it went.
How did it go?
You say your story and I'll interrupt you when you're wrong.
Oh, no. I want your view, actually.
Okay. They had planned, after this meet and greet, to go back to the host. There's like a host couple that run this kick group. And as you know, which I didn't know at the time, the limit for a kick group is 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
So when they had a Miss Frolicker, they had to boot off somebody who had been inactive.
They don't know how to talk on kicks. Really?
So anyway, they had planned on going back to their place, which I told you I just didn't get married, right? So we leave with them. And we left
in our own car.
Yeah, we had an appetizer and a couple of drinks there.
Oh, we had a Bloomin' Onion. Okay, let me tell you, the Bloomin' Onion was fabulous. I was going to say.
That's the important part.
I hope you say the same about later.
Now, that said, the Bloomin' Onion is sort of the anti-sweeter appetizer.
Yeah, that's true.
Like when you ask, I want a blooming onion, you know, because I had to ask, I want extra sauce, right? And everybody's like,
well, they had already, some of them had eaten there, and we got there so late.
You know? That they didn't eat onions.
Look, blooming onions are made with sweet onions and they're fried. They don't taste like onions. They don't give you
onions. We're talking about the breath.
Yeah.
They do not give you breath.
That brownie is kicking in.
Yeah. Really? And what's in that brownie there?
Because he just looked like love.
What?
What?
You got a brownie of love, a love brownie?
That's what we should call them, love brownies. Brownies with love, we could have our own business. You could sell them in your stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are building a pot plant across from one of
my stores. It's still not legal in that state.
Yeah, but they're allowed to grow it, produce it, and ship it to the other states, which is what they're doing.
Do you stand across the line?
That's what I told my manager. I'm like, you're screwed. Just don't do any drug tests, okay?
And she's like,
because the whole town's going to claim it's the pot plant. I'm just inhaling it.
It's the pot manufacturing facility.
Obviously, right? And the high cop of it is going, I know.
So, back to the story.
Okay.
Back to the story. We got to their house, and we were like having more appetizers and drinks standing around in their kitchen. And let's see, there was one couple who not like the guy. There was that.
Wait, can
couple.
I tell why I didn't like him? Well, no, because then we can all talk about the same person at one time. Okay, so he was like creepy.
Call him Weeb.
I was going to say creepy guy.
Creepy guy. That's good.
Creepy guy. And he was just, he was like a lurker, you know, just kind of
Like
around.
Like a freaking man
things.
When we were at YK.
Yes.
Ooh.
And then when she.
In fact, they could be twins.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then she. Well, no.
He's genetic.
He was a little bit better looking than that, but not about much. And she was over there, and she surprised me because when you said she was a police officer, and I didn't believe it. I said, she doesn't give that vibe off, you know, to me.
Corrections officer.
Oh, well, that's
slightly different.
Slightly different.
Yes.
And so she was talking about, I guess, the following morning, she hangs out in a church as a moonlighting job. So she, I guess there's a church there that's concerned about, you know, just security. So she had to get up early. So they were kind of motivating.
Well, and she was nice.
Oh, wait. So she is the corrections officer.
Right.
Okay.
And he's, I don't know what he does. But he was kind of a lurker, kind of like constantly just kind of in the periphery, just kind of looking around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I felt bad for her because she was sitting over there and she obviously wanted to join the conversation. But do you know how you get mad at people that don't treat their spouses?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was like that.
Mm. Sorry, you say furious in shot.
Yeah.
Ruthie. Sorry.
But she was constantly there. Like, I didn't notice her a lot that night.
You're just derailing this before I even introduced
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so then there was a girlfriend of hers who came in a little bit later and took a shower there, which is kind of interesting. She was...
Well, you know, she spends the night there a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
this
and
is
then,
the corrections officer or the hostess?
The hostess. The hostess's girlfriend.
Yeah. But not girlfriend. Just friend. Girl.
Know. And then there was a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
Strapping black dude, right?
I would not say strapping, but...
I don't know. I didn't play. And let's see, who am I missing? Us. Okay, so that's it. That's the whole cast.
And the husband of the woman. The host.
You're short a couple, I think.
The host,
no,
the host
three couples.
Yeah, the host couple. Us.
Creeper and...
Creep couple. And two simple.
No, Creeper and very nice woman that was the wife.
So, no, there was nine, right? No, there's eight.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're standing around, and I really think absolutely nothing is going to happen. Because everybody's just drinking and talking or whatever. And I made the idiotic question, because he'd been showing us pictures of his hot tub. I said, where's your hot tub? he says, you guys want to get into the hot tub? Of course.
Like, yeah!
It's frolicking.
Yeah, it's frolicking.
Whoa, let's go. She led the way.
Now, you can imagine there's eight people, and this is a... Not a small, it's not small like up in the mountains, okay? Mm-hmm. But like, it would normally seat four people, right? Mm-hmm. So by the time like, the fifth person is getting in, water sloshing out on top of it. So I'm thinking, I didn't want to get in anyway, but I've got a really good excuse since I displaced the most water that I am not going to get in. So I'm like,
you're like, yes!
I'm like on the periphery and kind of hanging over the edge and getting wet anyway because the water's sloshing out. And, you know, fun is being had by all. I guess creepy guy kind of moved in on. Yeah, you encourage him.
You should say. How do I fucking encourage him?
Well, you encourage him by saying, you know, say, no, don't touch me.
What does it say?
Get away.
Stranger danger!
Just for him, though.
Oh, you're my friend.
Anyway, everybody in the hot tub dealt with him as best they could, I guess. And they were leaving early anyway, so.
You want to sit? Or you?
Everybody had fun in the hot tub, and I had fun on the edges of the hot tub. And then, I guess, when they left, host and hostess wanted to get to the bed. So, because I think she goes, excuse me, Mr. Rock, I think she's, okay, might have moved inside, is that okay? I said, yeah, it's okay.
Like, what all the fuck are you really?
I was hoping he would say no so we could stay on the hot tub.
You were not.
Yes, I will.
You cannot rely on me to come up with the right answer in these situations.
I might have to go like this, like a baseball player, in the fight.
Or just cover their eyes.
What you should do is you should, if you're like holding your finger on your chin.
That's what he and I have.
You say, say no, please. If I ask you a question that other people can hear. But you didn't ask it, so...
Well, I would forget what that meant by the time I get up there.
Okay, time for a new code word.
I'm like, what?
So anyway, I guess it was how many people in the bed?
Four or five.
So now at this point, you knew going up there that stuff was going to happen. You talked about it in the hot tub.
Well, yeah, we really didn't say anything. We were just saying, you want to get out, but I really, God, I love the hot tub, right?
But no, there were a couple people that complained that they'd been in there too long.
Yeah.
They're not like Miss Frolicker. And just, you know, they could live in 120 degree weather year-round. Yeah. So, in fact, the her girlfriend, who's a little bit
heavier,
she said, I don't want to stay in here anymore. I'm not feeling good. And so... It was, she paired up, the unicorn paired up with a single.
Oh, I have something for you, that way.
Interesting. Okay.
And this Frolicker essentially paired up with the other couple. And I kind of
played. Intentionally. You knew what was going on.
I think Mrs. Host wanted her as much as Mr. Host.
Right. But you knew.
Well... I don't know if I knew, because when we went in, it was just, we were just going to stay here and drink. That was all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you had volunteered for hot tub duty, nothing would have happened.
So get back to what did happen.
Oh.
Well, creepy guy in the hot tub went down on you.
No, he didn't. You let him go down on you?
I don't like, well, no, I thought it was the bigger woman at first.
Oh, in the hot tub.
Yeah, in the hot tub. Because everybody's underwater doing something.
Their heads were underwater?
Going down on the host, and she had her back to...
I wasn't going down on anybody.
And she did.
No, I did not.
The host or the hostess?
Not the host. You were giving the host head at the time that he...
Oh, well, yeah, but just a minute. Just a second.
Underwater.
No.
Oh. I don't want to get my hair wet.
Okay.
Well, we know about that.
Yeah. How well that works, right?
My bad.
It's like, shh. But and then we went to the bedroom, but I thought she was paired off with the black guy, the hostess. I didn't realize she was behind us until like halfway through.
She kind of floated around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the black guy and the... Because
I made out with her for a while, too, and I made out with the unicorn for a while. And I made out with Creep's wife for just a short period of time. Because she was, like, off on the fringes.
She was, yeah. I wonder if she wanted to be there.
And...
Which I kind of hate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we had that situation at PDC.
Yeah, I hate that.
She did not want to be there. The wife did. I mean, it was just him. We were stuck with him. And it killed our evening.
Yeah, yeah.
We went home.
The nerve of those people.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I'm building my graves. Okay, so.
But wait. So, in the hot tub.
Next time you just have to come and you wanted to ask somebody questions.
Yeah. We have to get a bunch.
That's not my style.
No.
Yeah, you're not going to see me do that.
That's true.
So. In the hot tub, creepy guy went down.
I guess.
Was
I don't
he the
remember
first
that.
One?
No, the bigger lady was.
Okay.
But I don't.
You weren't drunk.
I was just
no,
saying.
I don't remember a lot of the going down on me.
I was keeping track. I didn't just spot several people.
Yeah.
And two of them were women.
Yeah, you did say five.
Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't remember the creepy guy. I thought
What do you remember?
Well, I thought it was the bigger lady in there, and then the other guy over there. I didn't realize it was
creepy.
Yeah.
Did he do a good job before you realized it?
No. He was like, How do you describe it? It was like, unimaginative. I mean, just kind of like, really?
Unimaginative. Yeah.
Was his head underwater?
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how did he do it then?
What?
How did he do it then?
I don't know that you can do that underwater at
all. No, he probably lifted you up.
Yeah.
See, I don't... Oh, yeah, okay. After the middle part, yeah.
Yeah, there was a point where you were on your back above the water. You were kind of like in... She was kind of like in the middle of a lot of things, right?
Gotcha.
So people were kind of holding her up.
Yeah.
Playing with your boobs, kissing you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of attention going on up here that would have kept her from knowing exactly who was going to...
Yeah, gotcha.
And that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So... And it's, at one time, you were on your belly, too, like standing up in the hot tub.
Yeah.
With your ass up in the air, so.
Yeah.
So, are you feeling good, hot? Well, I mean, what's going through your mind?
Just, I don't know. Just like, okay.
Okay, actually, I actually could understand it.
It's just kind of like, and he was fine or whatever, you know. It wasn't mind-blowing or anything like that. It was just, okay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't amazing, but it wasn't such a struggle that maybe it had been earlier, if that makes sense. And so it was just like a...
You talk about the host.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they probably... You guys have been at it for about a half hour.
Yeah, my stomach was tired. Like, your stomach muscles were thin. I am a lazy human being.
Why was your stomach tired? Why was your stomach tired?
Well, the moving it. I don't like you had to move it to move your bottom half. You can't just lay there. What do you mean?
It's the curl. Like,
what do you want me to say?
I don't know. I've never done the curl.
So you actually had sex.
Yeah.
So then, how was that?
I mean, it's like, okay. It wasn't tremendously great. It wasn't, you know, the most horrible I've had. And part of it was that there were, like, so many people in there that it's hard to concentrate on just what you're doing. And I was telling him earlier, it's like when somebody touches you and you're right in that zone, and then somebody touches you and you're like, you know, it's like everybody's trying to be affectionate and get around, but sometimes when somebody touches you and you're already trying to just...
It's too much interaction.
Yeah.
Overstimulation.
Yeah, because you want to kind of focus on who you're with, and then when it's...
I think it's the same for the guy, because, you know, he's having trouble getting to the finish line, which is probably late.
Yeah, I was like, okay, and I know this is
lots
so bad.
Alcohol.
But I was like, my God, could you please?
And he was of the mind, I mean, I guess if you had said...
We actually had something similar happen when I was doing this. Shaking his hand and come rescue me.
Oh, this thing just went out.
He's like, I knew something was wrong if you were grabbing my hand.
Who? You mean Sour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's more because of the setting that it was just okay.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
you don't know, right? You had no idea.
I guess what I'm really missing is the sensual part of it. I mean, there's the, you know, get naked in a hurry, you know, get to business in a hurry. And I'm missing, like, the sensual part of, like, the touching and the foreplay and all the stuff that comes with it before it's just like...
So I bet so. So, okay. So you went from the hot tub to just...
To just, like, psh, to,
gotcha.
You know.
But now, I have to admit, I saw two separate women go down on my wife, and I was extremely hot.
You finally got your wish.
Oh, no, I've seen go down on my
wife. Yeah.
And, yeah, for a little while, she went down on you for a little while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's always cool. I don't know. For them, it was like, I think they were surprised that the very day they started reaching out to us, we ended up eating with them, drinking with their friends,
yeah.
And then ending up at their house. And essentially, Ms. Frolicker instigating the, because I guarantee you, the way that it was going, if she hadn't said, if you hadn't answered him that she'd get in the hot tub, I don't think anybody else would. Well, maybe their friend would have.
Yeah.
Whatever her name
she would have gone in.
Unicorn, she probably would have.
Gotcha.
See, that's my biggest beef for the lifestyles. Nobody will ever get it started until, you know, it's like, it takes forever, and then it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, that's
when
it's
and you're like, can we just get
that? I do hate that. I really, I'm like Ms. Frolicker. I like to warm up to things, and that takes a while.
Yeah, it's not like, and I think part of it, too, is that community, because he basically built that group of people with people that he knew. And so I think that that community has so much history behind it already, mm-hmm. that each of the members have already slept with each of the other members so long that it's more like,
I think there's that to some extent, because you can see some interplay between some of the people.
Yeah.
Because we saw probably about a third of the group.
Yeah.
You saw 16, 17 people.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to show her the feed for that group because you cannot keep up with it.
I push unseen messages on that group and it is like scrolling back for 5 minutes.
We're in two groups. Well, Miss Bootsy is not.
Look at you go. It's not Miss
Bootsy. Bootsy is not in one of the groups, but they're crazy.
It's a little usher.
You know,
Bootsy.
Okay.
With Brownie. I'm just saying, it'll be 6:35 and you'll be snoring.
Well, what are you going to do if you throw food on top of that? It's going to make it even worse.
Better to be what? No.
I don't know.
Party starts at what, 2-3 hours?
Something. At 8.
That's awfully early for a party to start.
Well, of course, nothing starts happening until 12.
Well, I was trying to pull up some of the messages. Okay, watch.
And
watch when I push up and see messages. Okay, you ready? Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay, watch.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Okay, that's bigger
what
than
they do?
They're sharing dick pics, boot pics.
Dumpster
wow. pics. That guy was strong.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
You know, there's
considering almost all of them are SLS members, there's a high probability that a couple of them are here.
Yeah.
You just haven't met them.
Yeah, we actually have a couple that reached out to us that I want to try.
You gotta, say, I'm in Charlotte. Are any of you guys here?
I don't care about them.
All right. Wires.
Lots of wires.
But anyway, I mean, they were both very nice people. But their group is very hard to get into because I don't think when we met that a lot of people, I don't think a lot of the women liked me because they kind of have their, little clique over here.
Yeah, there's always cliques in these groups.
And,
she always thinks everyone hates her.
I don't hate you.
I don't hate you, and I'm like,
people that are bitches love me. I don't know what the problem is.
Little.
Are you eating brownie?
No, you're eating a
little dildo salesman loves you.
Well, can imagine why.
See, because she's not a bitch.
She's got designs on her ass.
Her husband's up there.
You don't care.
But, I don't know, it was okay. We had nice sex afterwards.
Have you found a single person? Were you?
We really haven't given it that much. I've been thinking about it as I read the stuff that comes in. Thinking, I should tell you, I reached out to this one guy. And
okay, why should you tell me we were like on the radio?
Well, why not? No, really. This guy sent you a message. Lives in Greensboro, and he was sitting on this really wigged out shopper. It's like all. It looked like it was made out of glass.
Oh,
I think I've seen that profile.
And I'm trying to think what his name is.
It's probably some damn air show.
And I said. So I sent him a message and said, hey, is that something you just posed on or do you own it? He says, oh, no, I own it. I said, well, I think this frolicker would like to pose with that. So I don't know if that'll
be. You should have said, I'm gonna need $5,000 for.
Let me see if anything. I can tell you.
I'm going to need you to adopt me.
Yeah, right. Let me, anyway, somebody talk while I'm looking this up.
Well, okay, so you said it wasn't what you thought it would be.
Yeah, it was nice. It was just...
So that's the, you're just thinking of something, I think, more spontaneous and sensual.
Or maybe just something more passionate or less.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
If it had been wham-bam but mind-blowing, that would have
been. Oh, it would have been awesome, that. Yeah.
Like if it had been the best sex you ever had, but it was over like 10 minutes and you could have gone home earlier.
That's even better. Do you know how many pages I can read in my book? How many times?
How many times
I'm like, just fucking me. Can we get this over
with? I've asked him many times. Do you know what the word quickie means?
Who? This guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe you're giving a hard time for being a passionate, careful lover.